Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Another wild day for the grain futures, led by the soybeans. Soybeans closed on their highs for the second day of the row. Of course, to end last week, the market was under pressure, but they've rebounded nicely. March closed up 11 cents at 10.56 and a quarter. Corn futures did the opposite. They were lower today, down a penny in March at 4.05. And then wheat futures stronger in Kansas City and Chicago. July of 2015 wheat, 6.38, up 6 3/4, while Chicago wheat was up about 3 cents. One of the drivers here in the wheat futures has been the cold weather on the horizon. Anytime you get cold weather, you hear talk of winter kill. And you combine that with some of the deteriorating conditions on the crop conditions seen in Kansas. The monthly state report showed that Kansas was 49% good to excellent, where in November 24th, it was 61%. So that's a 12 percentage point slide in that one category, and possibly why the wheat futures have been rallying. And then combine that with the cold weather expected tomorrow, we could see some more higher prices. Hedge funds are long across the board in the three major grains. And we'll be watching for a possible shift before next Monday's USDA report.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Informa Economics released their last number for the 2014 corn crop and bean crop. For corn, they're saying 14.425 billion bushels, slightly higher than the USDA. Their harvested acres was about 400,000 acres more than USDA, but their yield was just a little bit lower at 172.7. For soybeans, they're saying 3.969 billion bushels, also slightly bigger than the USDA, the same harvested acre number of 83.4, and a slightly higher yield at 47.6 bushels per acre. Next Monday is the January 4th, a Big Four USDA report. It'll give us the final 2014 U.S. crop estimates, December 1st quarterly grain stocks, and then it'll have a wheat number. It'll have the 2015 winter wheat planted acres, so that'll be new. And then the U.S. and world supply and demand tables will be updated. The first one, the grain stocks, it looks like across the board they're estimated to be just slightly higher than where we were last year at this time for the corn, wheat, and beans. The corn crop, a little bit smaller than the USDA November guess. The bean crop, actually a little bit bigger. No real big changes. And then the winter wheat acres number 42.6 million.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Recapping today's markets, February live cattle closing down 20 at 166.02, April down 45 at 165. January feeder cattle down 97 at 224.70, March down 250 at 220.87. February lean hogs down 135 at 78.57, April down 145 at 81.35. In the grain market, March Kansas City wheat closing up 6.5 at 6.31 1/4. May up 5 3/4 at 6.35 1/4. March Chicago wheat up 2 3/4 at 5.91 3/4. March corn down 1 at 4.05. May down 1 1/4 at 4.13 1/2. January soybeans up 11 1/4 at 10.51. In March up 10 1/2 at 10.55 3/4. March cotton down 51 at 60.20 and May down 58 at 60.76. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.